The ward is a factory for the combine. It's for fixing up mistakes made in the neighborhoods and in the schools and in the churches, the hospital is. When a completed product goes back out into society, all fixed up, good as new, better than new sometimes, it brings joy to the big nurse's heart. Something that came in all twisted different is now a functioning, adjusted component. A credit to the whole outfit and a marvel to behold. Watch him sliding across the land with a welded grin, fitting in to some nice little neighborhood where they're just now digging trenches along the street to lay pipes for city water. He's happy with it. He's adjusted to surroundings. Finally. Why, I've never seen anything to beat the change in Maxwell Tabor since he got back from that hospital. A little black and blue around the eyes, a little weight loss, and you know what? He's a new man. Gad, modern American science. And the light is on in his basement window, way past midnight every night, as the delayed reaction elements the technicians installed lend nimble skills to his fingers, as he bends over the doped figure of his wife, his two little girls, just 4 and 6, the neighbor he goes bowling with Mondays. He adjusts them like he was adjusted. This is the way they spread it. When he finally runs down after a preset number of years, the town loves him dearly, and the paper prints his picture, helping the Boy Scouts last year on graveyard cleaning day. And his wife gets a letter from the principal of the high school, how Maxwell Wilson Tabor was an inspiring figure to the youth of our fine community. Even the embalmers, usually a pair of penny-pinching tightwads, are swayed. Yeah, look at him there. Old Max Tabor. He was a good sort. What do you say we use that expensive 30 weight at no extra charge to his wife? No. What the dickens? Let's make it on the house. A successful dismissal like this is a product brings joy to the big nurse's heart and speaks good of her craft and the whole industry in general. Everybody's happy with a dismissal. But an admission is a different story. Even the best-behaved admission is bound to need some work to swing into routine. And also, you never can tell when just that certain one might come in, who's free enough to foul things up right and left, really make a hell of a mess, and constitute a threat to the whole smoothness of the outfit. And like I explain, the big nurse gets real put out if anything keeps her outfit from running smooth.